Quite an arrangement of an Andy Razoff and Thomas Waller, as in Fats Waller, tune Honeysuckle Rose. The arrangement by Bill Holman and the performance by Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show Band from their CD called Once More with Feeling. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The show's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. And I guess you could say once or twice more with feeling for Live and Local. This is my last week at as host of the show, last week at WILL, which means today and tomorrow, so just two shows to go. And coming up on today's program, we had one elimination from what I had been planning on. We won't be hearing Amira Davis and her daughters doing some African drumming and singing. That was a cancellation that was my fault because of notification issues, let's say. It hasn't happened at all often in my 5.5 years hosting the show. I'm not sure we've had cancellations more than 3 or 4 times of any sort in that period of time. I might be misremembering and feeling optimistic, but I'm sorry we won't have them on. I was looking forward to that. We will, however, have live in our studio the Champagne Cello Choir, directed by Sylvia Liu. They're going to be playing an annual concert, which will be next Wednesday, the 25th, at First Presbyterian Church in Urbana. Stay tuned for some live music in our studio from the Champagne Cello Choir. 8 cellos in our studio. It'll be a tight fit. I played Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show Band because over the years of interviewing both local performers and folks who visit our listening area to perform locally, I've had the chance to interview some folks who I would say are pretty iconic, and Doc Severinsen was one of them. And I think I talked with him within the last year when he was performing locally, I think in Bloomington. And that was a treat. I don't know that it was my best interview, but anytime you get to talk to Doc Severinsen in his own home, he was in his own home, and I was on the phone here in our studio. It's a real treat, and it certainly was in that case. Another icon, certainly in the classical music world, is the flutist Sir James Galway. And that was a fun interview as well. I don't remember whose home he was in. He was probably in a hotel room on a tour. And that, I would say, was one of my better interviews. He certainly made it really easy. He was a very easy fellow to talk to, and he's still a brilliant flutist. I know I think it was with the Irish Chamber Orchestra, and Joanne Folletta, the conductor, James Galway, was here at the Krannert Center on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. And we have a recording with Jimmy Galway and a group that has been at the Krannert Center once or twice and will be again. They're called Tiempo Libre, an Afro-Cuban group. And James Galway joins them on a CD that is called James Galway Tiempo Libre O'Reilly Street. This is Tiempo Libre's leader, Jorge Gomez's arrangement of music by Johann Sebastian Bach. Thank you. That's a tune called Wild Unknown by Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen from their CD On the Edge, and the name Dirty Kitchen, apparently a little joke about Frank's passion for cuisine. Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen played in our listening area a while ago and were kind enough to come in our studio and play for us live. It was, I think, one of the more fun in-studio sessions, although I also recall that the band was a little hard to control, as in letting their own tomfoolery get the better of our conversation sometimes, and could be a little bit difficult to rein in. But that is part of the nature of live radio. Certainly, it's often been the nature of live and local. I'm Kevin Kelly, host of the show for today and tomorrow yet. And on Monday, you'll be hearing classical music in this time slot for the foreseeable future. Check the website for WILL for the station's statement on what they hope to see happen at some point, either with this show directly or with something somewhat like it, or at least serving a similar purpose. Before that, who did we hear? Flutist James Galway and the Afro-Cuban band Tiempo Libre from their CD called O'Reilly Street. There's music by Claude Bowling on there and also by Tiempo Libre's leader, Jorge Gomez, who arranged the piece we heard, which was the Badinerie from the orchestral suite in B minor by Johann Sebastian Bach, which features flute quite prominently. All of this heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our program is made possible with support from these business partners: A-Plus Farms Limited of Pine Village, Prairie Ridge Farms Incorporated of Allerton, Birch Tree Counseling and Consulting LLC of Champaign, and Michael Walker Consulting of Urbana. These business partners join the Friends of WILL in making great programs possible, and we thank you very much for your support. I'd be lying if I said I didn't have some favorite performers on Live and Local, as in personal favorites, whether or not they were whether they did a wonderful performance in the studio, although usually when they're favorites, there is something of that. And one of numerous that I would have to say would be on my list of favorites is a young woman named Elaine Romanelli. And I don't remember where it was she was performing in our area, but we were really delighted that she could come in here and play for us, sing for us. This is her song called Song About the Trees, from her CD called Real Deal.
Leaves are off the trees, empty branches point to an early freeze. The warmth they strain to touch won't come till spring. I feel the same inside, cold and yearning, with a bare scarred hide. The salt you pour each day has left its sting. Me when you hold me in your arms, you would bind my lips like secrets in our rooms. So I'll go away. I may cry, but I'm keeping you at bay. I may get lonely and lost, but this has too high a cost, and I can't stay. Thank you. find my way from here, I will rise and stretch new wings into the air. So I'll go away. I may cry, but I'm keeping you at bay. I may get lonely and lost, but this has too high a cost, and I won't stay. Nok stur ein mleg stugak for vrans fofol at mi min jus en jet krocht lum hein eschili hir smit hramman min jus en jet krocht lum hein eschili hir smit Ach, she me va ha drain and cow. Nu at hoodie hawa knut hunek me. Ach, she me va ha drain and cow. Nu at hoodie hawa knut hunek me. Snuran me in a linyahu. Sau me va. Ran mi yn y lluniachyl Sawr fam o gyl y syrwyr Sien gyna cyl yr ein dylew Sgat si an mi o'r lluch Sian mi o'r lwch tyliwg lew Sged heich mi sŵs gan y fal y tŵs Chaf i mo chwrsht ach jimanion Sged heich mi sŵs gan y fal y tŵs Chaf i mo chwrsht ach jimanion Sged heich mi gan tai y tîl Chachwth Catrian a ffwran o'r am Sged heich mi gam tyd hys Chachwth Catrian a ffwran o'r am O'r un yn dŵl cwm y ddwm o'ch hil Charo mi ddif cho cwn o'r stel O'r un yn dŵr, gwm y ddiwm o chyl Charo mi ddiw, chog hwn o'r stof Ta chadren o'n stŵr a un malew Stŵr ac ffwrons ffwfwl at mi
There's someone who was definitely one of my favorite performers on Live and Local, and also one of my favorite interviews. And we had her twice on the show, Julie Fowlis from Scotland. The first time she was here performing in Champagne, she was able to come and perform for us live in the studio. The second time she wasn't, so it was a phone conversation. Both times delightful. And I won't try to pronounce the name of that song, but it translates as Young Catherine from her CD Ouam From Me, which I think is her most recent. And before that, Elaine Romanelli, her song about the trees from the CD called Real Deal. I'm Kevin Kelly, and coming up in just a few minutes, live in our studio, the Champagne Cello Choir, in advance of their concert in Urbana next Wednesday night. Here's another of my favorite groups that was on the show. They performed live for us twice, I believe, and certainly one of my favorite female singers that we've had. The group's name, out of Canada, The Outside Track, and the singer's name is Nora Rendell. The song, The Hawk and the Crow.
Do you know what I'd do if I was a man? In said the hawk come to the crow one day, why do you in mourning stay? I was once in love and I didn't prove fact, and ever since I wear the black.
The Hawk and the Crow, with vocalist Nora Rendell and the band called The Outside Track out of Canada. They played twice on Live and Local when they played in our area, and certainly those were some of the many enjoyable times that I've had in the studio, especially with live performers, which is one of the biggest treat that I have, having hosted this show now for 5.5 years. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's Live and Local today and tomorrow yet, and our broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation, dedicated to supporting the musical arts and performance and presentation. And we have some live music in our studio coming next. Almost everybody in this studio right now, as one of them just described it, is a repeat offender. From having appeared on the show. Who hasn't been on the show before of you guys? Rebecca. And that's it? You've been Darren, right? Yeah. These are 7 of the 8 members of this year's Champagne Cello Choir. The 8th is absent. He'll be there for the performances next Wednesday. He is his substitute, however inferior she may be, is their director, who's Sylvia Liu. Thanks everybody for coming in. I'll introduce everybody in a little bit. Sylvia, tell me about the genesis of the Champagne Cello Choir. How long has this been going on?
The name and really the group was formally started last summer. So that's the summer of 2013. And I want to say that we come together every summer to give a performance or two. And these are cellists that are high school and college age, that enjoy playing cello ensembles.
Apparently so. And all but one has been a student of yours.
Yes.
At some point or another. So, in order of seniority, I'm going to make wild guesses here. Martin Laufute, I think, is the elder statesman of the group. And then, I guess it would have to be a tie between Petra Rantanen and Joshua Farrar. Yes, true. Or at least you're both just finished your freshman year of college.
Yep.
And then, I don't know, Emma, you just graduated high school, so you would be next. Emma Hall just graduated from Champaign Central High School. And I don't know how old you are, Darren.
Oh, same. I'm a junior.
You're a junior, so we've got... Rebecca, what are you going to be? You're going to be a sophomore?
A sophomore.
And that would mean Darren Liu and Jordan Gunn are the entering seniors. What do they say? Rising seniors, I think, is the term.
And so would Bruce be.
And Bruce Lee is the absent one. And then Rebecca, you say Jung, right?
Yeah, Jung.
Yeah, that's what I thought so. We'll be, you said sophomore. So you're the baby of the bunch.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, we should let you all just launch into some live playing first. What do we want to start with?
We're going to do chronological sampling of our program, which will have 6 pieces, but today we'll only do 4. The first one would be a quartet by these 4 here. That's Martin, Darren, Jordan, and Emma playing Haydn, theme from string quartet.
So instead of string quartet, cello quartet.
Yes.
Arranged by David Levinson.
And this is not just any quartet. This is the theme, the Emperor's Hymn, German's national anthem.
Oh, I love this movement.
The second movement of Opus 76, number 3.
You all just demonstrated why if I had to play a new instrument for myself, it would be a cello. Absolutely no question about it. Four members of the Champagne Cello Choir, Martin Laufutte, Darren Liu, Jordan Gunn, and Emma Hall, playing the theme from the slow movement of Haydn's string quartet known as the Emperor Quartet because of that theme. And the movement actually continues, or I guess it begins as you heard it, it ends as you heard it, and then in between are a bunch of variations. So we didn't hear the variations. Arrangement by David Levinson. And they'll play that as part of the choir's concert next Wednesday night at First Presbyterian Church on Green Street in Urbana. That will start at 8 o'clock. And you're hearing them live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I know all these young folks through their performances over the years with the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. One of them for far too short a period of time. But it's been a real treat knowing every one of you. I think I can say pretty confidently that of all the many enthusiastic people that I've had over the 21 years conducting the youth orchestra, enthusiastic meaning particularly enthusiastic about their instruments, you seven, and actually the absent eighth, Bruce Lee, would certainly be among those. I mean, it's really fun for me to see how much you love playing music, how much you love playing your instrument, and as you just heard from those four, It shows from the sound, and I wish you could all be in the studio to see what's on their faces when they play. That was beautiful. How did you put together the program? Why
That's
the
a very good question. Well, last year we had a totally different program, and we did the Villa Lobos Bachianas number 5 with Katie Buzar, the singer, and some of the cellists said, well, we got to do the number 1 too, because that's the one without singers. And that, of course, is a very huge undertaking. And so I promised them, okay, next year we'll try to do that, because they want to not just do one movement, two movements, they want to do the third. They want to do the entire thing. And the third movement is that fugue that is just a killer. It's like five proper etudes combined for the top two cellists, and which we are not going to play today. You're going to have to come on Wednesday if you want to hear that one.
And if you don't, excuse me for interrupting, but if you don't know what proper etudes are referenced to, this is not something that somebody might have in mind when you hear that. This is a fellow named a Czech cellist named David Popper. Mm-hmm. Who wrote a whole bunch of cello etudes, and the pieces Bachianas Brasileiras numbers 1 and 5, there's, I forget how many of those he wrote, least 9 total,
but only these two are for cello orchestra.
Cello, yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, so I interrupted.
That's okay. I was done.
You were done. We were talking about the program.
Yes,
altogether.
And so I promised we're going to do it, so we are doing it, except some people also want to do the proper Requiem, so we also had to do that. And so, you know, it's making a pretty challenging and also fun program.
So you're surely not suggesting they're not up to it.
No, I mean, have you looked at the caliber of this year's members? You know, if I've never had one this strong. And that's also why, you know, just a few days ago, I decided that we could also do this Beethoven Symphony number 7, Allegretto. And I'm really excited that we're going to be able to do one of my favorite pieces of all time.
Does that mean that's what we're hearing next?
Yes, that is. But just the A minor section, so that you're going to have to come to our concert to hear the rest of it.
And this is for the full cello octet, arrangement by Stephen Watkins.
Thank you.
So just a portion of the Allegretto movement from the Seventh Symphony of Beethoven, arranged for a cello octet by Stephen Watkins and performed by the Champagne Cello Choir. Joshua Farrar, Jordan Gunn, Emma Hall, Rebecca Jung, Martin Laufuta. Bruce Lee's not here, so their director, Sylvia Liu, sitting in. Darren Liu and Petra Rantanen here on Live and Local. They'll play that music and then the whole rest of the movement, right?
Yes.
On the concert next Wednesday night at 8 o'clock in Urbana. And a free concert, I presume?
Yes.
How does this work as you get things together? You told me, I think, in an email yesterday or a phone conversation that you just started working a couple days ago, right?
Yes, I have to confess that we've only had a total of 2 rehearsals, and we had worked on many other harder stuff, but, you know, these are the ones that I feel that we're ready to present so that we don't scare people away on Wednesday concert.
That's right.
And I feel a little bit like a casting director, like in a movie production, because basically I think I'm fairly familiar with everybody's ability, so it's always a challenge for me to make sure that I challenge everybody equally and we rotate parts constantly, so not the same people always getting the solo part or the melody part on top.
So you said you're very familiar with everybody's playing, but then of course some of them leave you, as three
yeah,
have
they
done.
Yeah, but they kept coming back.
But you know, suppose they progress substantially.
That is true. So I always have to expect that little bit extra, you know, that they have learned over the. I mean, of course, I kind of know who has been working hard, who hasn't.
And she's not going to say anything more about that. But I am curious, just from our recent graduates, Joshua and Petra, you finished your first year of college. And I don't remember what you each majored in. Joshua, you're at Amherst College. Yeah. And what have you been doing there?
Majoring in political science.
And playing cello?
Yeah. I'm actually probably going to do a double major with music as well. But I've been in the orchestra, and I've been in a piano trio, and hoping to start up a string quartet.
Yeah, fantastic. Petra, have you been playing through the year?
Yeah, I'm at Notre Dame, and I'm majoring in music and pre-med.
So well, then you better be playing.
Yeah, I've been practicing, and I'm in the orchestra as well in the Notre Dame cellos. So.
And pre-med.
Pre-med.
Is that an unusual combination?
They have a program at Notre Dame, Arts and Letters, pre-professional. So it's actually fairly common for kids to do an Arts and Letters major with pre-med. And there's a pretty large amount of music majors who are also pre-med.
Really? So is this a way of saying I'm not sure which direction I want to go?
It can be that. It could also be like I know I want to be a doctor eventually, but I really want to work on my music more before I have to go to med school and work on my medicine.
And then hopefully have enough cello chops when you get into med school that they won't have all left by the time you get out.
Hopefully.
Something like that. And Martin, you've been out of... You've been in and out of college.
Yeah, I've been kind of about.
Where are you now?
But I'm in the fall, I'll be here at the U of I.
University of Illinois? Yes. Doing what?
I will be studying music.
You will be studying music?
Yes.
Cello performance?
Yes.
And studying with?
Daniel
McDonough. McDonough, yeah. Who's of the, which is his quartet name?
Jupiter.
The Jupiter. I would try to call him the Pacifica, who were the previous quartet in residence. Yeah, don't get, they'll probably both be upset with me if we do that too terribly often. You've got some music by Brahms on the concert, the theme from his second symphony. You've got some
that
music.
That is not one of the pieces we're playing. How
I know
are
that.
Be?
Oh, I'm okay. getting that's. I'm getting to that. I've made my notes here. You mentioned the Requiem of David Pauper, which is a curious name because it usually a requiem you think for choir and vocal soloists, and there's no words to this. It's just cellos.
Yeah, it's for three cellos and orchestra. But, of course, we managed to fit eight cellos into three cello parts, and I will be the orchestra
playing
the piano? On
the piano, yeah,
yes.
Okay. So those pieces not being heard today. You've heard two of them. There are two others. Which one? You said you're doing it in chronological order, so Chopin must be next.
Yes, that is. And this is published in 1839, and it's also called the Chord Prelude, also the Funeral March, it has been called. But I do like our cello rendition of it. I think it adds another dimension to the piece that the piano cannot do.
Piano can't sustain like that, that's for sure. The Opus 28, number 20, Prelude by Chopin, arranged for cello ensemble by David Levinson. And next and last, we have this music we talked about earlier by Heitor Villa-Lobos, the Brazilian composer. His Bachianas Brasileiras number 1. How many movements are there all together in that
Three.
Piece? Three, so
and
you're going to do
the
first.
Second.
This is the second one.
The second movement, and we're actually just doing, it's in ABA sections, about format, so we're doing the last A section.
Okay. So the second movement is called Prelude.
Yeah, Preludio.
That's unusual. What's the first movement called? Pre-Prelude?
That's
careful of those microphones. Introduction. Oh, all right, fine. Introduction, yeah. Prelude, and preface?
No, just few.
Forward, oh, few. Oh, that's the hard one, right, you mentioned.
Yeah.
Champaign Cello Choir is live in our studio here on Live and Local. You've got some passionate music on this concert.
Yeah.
That's the second movement from the Bacchianus Brasileiros No. 1 by Heitor Villa-Lobos for cello choir. And the cello choir, in this case, the Champagne Cello Choir, directed by Sylvia Liu. Sylvia is sitting in for one of the eight members, not here today, Bruce Lee, and the rest, Joshua Farrar, Jordan Gunn, Emma Hall, Rebecca Jung, Martin Laufutte, Darren Liu, and Petra Rantanen. And they'll give a concert next Wednesday, the 25th, at 8 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church at 602 West Green Street in Urbana, in spite of the fact that it's the Champagne Cello Choir there performing in Urbana, a free concert, music that will include all of the pieces you heard today and longer versions of at least one of them, and then some music by Brahms and David Pauper as well. It's been a pleasure to have you all back on the show in most cases, and wishing you all the best of luck with your instruments and wherever it is you happen to be going next. And I think I'll see at least two of you, three of you, in the youth orchestra in the coming year. Thanks. Sounded great.
Thank you. Thank you. Best of luck to you, too. We'll
Thank
miss you.
Very much. Thank you very much. Yeah. It's live and local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. One show to go, and then you're stuck with classical music at 4 o'clock weekdays, starting Monday, at least until the station decides whether and how to put on another arts-related program of some sort or another. So this is 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Stay tuned next for All Things Considered from NPR. Here is the opening track off of a CD called Charlie the Hat, featuring Tom Torino and friends. This is called Beefeaters.
Cyclops' eye.